Reminder from Fulton Homes and 620 KTAR Cares for Kids.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value.
And good morning to you, technology buffs.
Good pre-afternoon.
Good pre-afternoon to you as well. It is Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, the data doctors.
We're here to godfather all the geek that's causing consternation in your lives today.
Wow. Be careful. It's awfully early for you to be
talking
like that.
Hey, man, I've had 3 quarters of Starbucks.
I got you.
We're ready to roll.
We're caffeinated, we're locked and loaded, and we're here to talk computers with you until 11:45, at which time we'll turn it over to our good buddy, Paul Harvey. Actually, we've never met him, but...
But we'll call him our good buddy.
Because he is the man when it comes to
radio. Seems like he'd be a nice guy to hang out with.
I've heard that he is.
He seems like he's always having a good day.
And I'll bet he uses technology to have that good day.
I would imagine so.
And if you use technology and it's causing you some kind of issue, some kind of problem, or you just have a question about what should I buy or, you know, what do you think of this product or whatever, hey, we'll try to answer just about any question. So far in 11 years, we've pretty much made up an answer for just about everybody.
Yeah. People that we don't have an answer for, we make something up for, and you can call us and have a made-up answer. Or maybe we'll have the right answer. You never know. 602-277-5827 is the number you want to dial into right now.
What if they don't like to dial the phone there, Mr. Disney?
Well, we've got another option for you then. You can check out our website at datadoctors.com.
Would that be datadoctors.com?
That would be.
That's D-A-T. No, got it. Right.
And why don't you spell the entire thing out? Datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and there you'll see all the things we're going to be talking about today. We try to bring a topic in tow each week to discuss things and kind of get something started off, and you guys either join in, and a lot of times we'll kind of ask questions topically related, and other times you just want to ask your own kind of questions and go that direction. We'll take it either way, but also at that page there, datadoctors.com, click on the radio section. You'll see a place where you can ask a question or make a suggestion right here live on the air, and we get those.
Scroll on down to the bottom there. You can see that.
Yeah, there's big, huge buttons you click on. But again, the number if you want to dial in, and now's the time to do it early on in the show, it's 602-277-5827.
Today's theme is summer fun with technology. Our fine producer, Mike Hill Del Devio, Miss M, put together a nice little show here. We got all these kids that are... out of school. Of course, you don't get to experience this yet, Brandon.
My kid's permanently out of school at this point.
Yeah. Well, and your second one's not even out of the womb with the view thing.
Womb-ba-ba.
But anyway, my kids finished up this past week.
Aren't you lucky?
Guys did great. Great report cards. Honor roll, all kind of. Dad's so proud.
Oh, listen to you.
So anyway, summer fun with technology. Mike Hell's put together a bunch of resources because summer is here. It's hot. And these kids, obviously, if they're not at the pool, they're probably going to be on the computer or on a Game Boy or Xbox or something like that. So
technology is a big part of teenage lives these days.
Not just teens.
Kids' lives.
Yeah, buddy.
My boy, whenever I start going over towards the computer, he wants to run over because on the background of my computer is a picture of him and his mom, and he likes to point up and say, Mama.
Mama.
Yeah, that's...
Mama. See, technology.
But then he looks at me, and I'm Mama. And
well, you know.
Everything is Mama.
Well, he's just... It's the precursor to calling you a mother. Anyway, the programs that are out there for you, there are classes, there's camps, there's all kinds of stuff. Some of them are free, some of them are low cost, some of them are maybe not so low cost. But, you know, what the heck? Take this summer and maybe enroll your child in some sort of geek wannabe camp or something or other.
We should make up Camp Data Doctors.
Ooh. Nah.
Come on, a summer camp where they come and hang out with Ken Colburn all day long.
Wow.
And watch him do exciting things like answer the phone or...
The daily pick my nose session. All right. Anyway.
Fill up the Hummer with unleaded octane fuel.
Yes. The stay in school statement. That's what the Hummer is.
Yeah.
Kids always ask. Ooh. Anyway, we got tons of resources for you if you're interested in getting your child involved with technology this summer. And Michael's got them all listed right there at the resource page, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show and you'll see all that good stuff.
I'm asked to remind you that it's not only just stuff for kids.
Just not just
stuff. There's stuff for adults and seniors as well.
Wow.
People that are, you know, kids at heart. We got all kinds of great resources for, you know, just summer in general.
Also, later on the show, we have our Geek Speak of the Week, our Web Attack Free Download of the Week. You parents out there, you're concerned about your computer usage or your child's computer usage. We've got a free download that'll help you block and monitor and do all kinds of good stuff, so stay tuned for that as well.
And, of course, our Extreme Internet Extreme Tip of the Week. That comes up later on in the show. We want to remind you that the show is brought to you by Extreme Internet. If you've got internet needs, whether they be for your business, your home, your mobile home, your...
Mobile home?
I don't know.
You mean manufactured home?
I was thinking more like RV for your summer vacation.
How about I got a double wide?
Whatever kind of internet needs you got... Those guys got the solution.
I think we need to also clarify. I think people might get confused a little bit. Cox Cable or Cable High Speed Internet sponsered the show for so many years. The cable modem issue.
Yes,
it's still one of our favorite technologies.
Of course,
we got some email going. Wait a minute, I'm confused.
I'm so
you guys
confused.
Are talking about this. Extreme Internet really is, they're capable of doing so many more things. Cable modems are great for residential, that's about it.
Right, they're good for high-speed home access. Anything else you have that's a need, or when you're in an area that you can't get cable, or cable's not affordable to you, or if you're in an area where DSL's available, or you're a business especially, and you have high-speed businesses, you have the need for it to be guaranteed, always-on service. If you have a problem, somebody that you call and you talk to locally that can get the problem solved, not sitting on hold for 20 hours. You can't afford that downtime. This is where these guys really come into play.
Yeah, actually, Extreme Internet shines in two areas. One, if you're a business of any size and you want, and the internet is an important part of your daily procedure, and pretty much anymore, whose isn't?
Yeah, most businesses, that's becoming more and more a part of their business, for sure.
Which business service is best for you? Well, because Extreme Internet has all the different offerings, they can kind of give you the full picture from start to finish and tell you how you can grow your connection and give you some growth patterns, all that. Or if you have multiple locations like we do, we connect all of our stores up together using Extreme data connections so that our stores can actually be online, real-time data. It's important. Data is so important in today's world. And, of course, if you're a dial-up user at home, you've been suffering with that AOL dial-up connection, and then whenever you have a problem, you call and, you're one of 30 million lemmings, or I guess they're down to 26 million lemmings or whatever.
Yeah, they lost it to you.
26 and falling. You want a little more personalized service for your home dial-up connection, Extreme Internet is definitely our recommendation. So check that out. 480-368-4NET.
Like, net is in the internet.
Right on.
Right.
Do we have time? Are we ready?
For Adam's acronymio?
No, I think he's used this one before.
Adam's acronym. Let's bring Adam in and let's see if we can scold him a little bit to see if...
Adam,
He brings an acronym in tow every week to us. And
before we get to your acronym, though, you're out of school now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, by the way, folks, if you're new to the show, Adam's our boy wonder. Or young man wonder,
he's
I'm
a
sorry.
Screen-ager?
Yeah, he's a screen-ager.
That's right.
13?
Yep.
Out of school?
Yep.
What you going to do with your summer?
I'm going to try and get a job somewhere, do chores, fix stuff, I don't know, hang out, really.
Hey, you want to do chores and fix stuff over at my place? There's no pay involved, but, I thought if you want to do these things.
Well, he has a small transportation issue as well. He emailed me.
The bus goes right past, I think.
The bus? Hey, take a 3-hour bus ride to get to Brandon's place.
I'll send the car for him.
Oh, yes, we'll send the car around. So, from a technology standpoint, any fun stuff on the landscape for you?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get enough money so I can start buying more computer stuff.
Continue the cycle, huh? What's that?
I might build another computer.
Build another computer.
Another one. Mine's working very well right now.
What is?
My computer is working really well right now.
Well, of course it is. You're Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
Does your computer have any of your acronym in it?
No, it doesn't, actually.
All right, well, let's go to this week's acronym of the week. This is Adam's acronym, or almost acronym in this case.
Adam's couple-letter words that sometimes makes a word and sometimes doesn't.
No, it's Adam's acronyms, almost acronyms, and abbreviations.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go, Adam. It's all yours.
Today's almost acronym is SCSI.
SCSI like, ooh, that girl's...
No.
No.
How do you spell your acronym?
SCSI is spelled S-C-S-I.
Well, where's the U?
And the Z's.
It's silent. It wouldn't be silent. It would be
a silent
invisible.
U. It's invisible.
Invisible U.
All right, so what does SCSI, or as we say in the biz, SCSI, what's it stand for?
It stands for Small Computer System Interface.
Okay.
So like if you have a handheld computer or something?
That's how you plug it into another computer.
Small
right?
computer, right? You got a small computer.
Well, no. It's a small interface.
Maybe we ought to let Adam. What do you do with this thing? What good does it do me?
It connects your hard drive to your motherboard, to the rest of your computer.
Oh, it's just some internal connection, some way to connect that drive to my computer so I can like use it and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, you fell in the trap. No, it's not.
Oh.
Wait. Adam, it hooks up more than hard drives, you know, Adam.
It also hooks up a few older scanners and printers.
And
a few other things.
And all kinds of other kind of proprietary type devices. It was a interface developed back in the day.
Yeah.
Generally for business and kind of high-end systems to interface devices. Specifically, hard drives is where it was first kind of used, and then they went on to other kinds of things. But it's used, you'll rarely see it used these days at all in consumer products, meaning things that you would have around your home.
Right.
But you'll see it a lot in businesses, especially in servers and high-end workstations and things.
Tape drives, yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it basically, before today's technology had any kind of performance capability, SCSI was the only way to go if you wanted a high-performing computer, but nowadays it's not necessary.
Right, nowadays you'll see IDE hard drives.
You
yeah,
sure
that's,
will.
That's what basically most of us have in our home.
In some
computers.
Week, you'll bring that as your acronym and explain what that is, that
yep.
whole thing.
Wow.
All right,
we're going to have a SCSI kind of day here in the computer corner. Adam, thank
sure
you, my
not.
Friend. And we'll see you fairly shortly. We're trying to arrange the Gaggle of Geeks show where we're going to just get every geek we can get packed in here. Coming
yep.
up soon.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
That's Adam, our correspondent from Glendale.
And with that, we're going to go to a break here. News Radio 620 KTR, a couple of free lines open. 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney back right after this break.
620.